Non-discrimination principle. China is now a member of World Trade Organization. As a member of WTO, China will have to make some changes in its economic policies so that it can follow the routines practiced by other WTO members. Is it fair to China, do you think?
It's a hard question, but I'm sure the re-examination of China's economic policies in the past may lead us to a right answer to the question. After the establishment of New China, our government employed numerous economic policies to stimulate the growth of China's economy. These policies, however, favored our domestic enterprises and protected them from international competition. And these policies have contributed a lot to the rapid growth of both China economy and our domestic enterprises. After China's entry into the WTO, Chinese domestic enterprises will have to compete with their foreign counterparts. This new situation entails some changes of Chinese economic policies. These changes will spur Chinese enterprises to strengthen their competitiveness in the long run.
We can infer that the non-discrimination principle is one of the most important principles of WTO agreement. This principle requires equal treatment of domestic and foreign enterprise. Does the principle also apply to domestic enterprise of different ownerships?
Yes, it does. Domestic enterprises of different ownerships enjoy equal rights, for the non-discrimination principle grants equal rights to enterprises, regardless of their nationality and ownership. I have found that although changes of China's economic policies are numerous, these changes are largely based on the most important economic principle of WTO agreement, non-discrimination principle. Such an understanding of principle of the changes may help us not only to have a good insight into the changes, but also to foresee the tendency of the new changes of China's economic policies.
Two, the legal